My favorite part of the day.
Which
the
day?
Old AD.
After Disaster, coming to you live since 2001.
After Disaster.
That's a lie.
The After Disaster.
You gonna leave that light on?
What light?
On your phone?
Yeah. Are we gonna
come
start,
on, buddy?
Are we
come
gonna start
on.
Over?
Holy mother of God, that was bright.
I don't like this. This is a garbage opening.
It always feels like it's a garbage opening, but sometimes you listen to it back and you're like, fucking podcast Hall of Fame material.
Ooh,
right there.
Listens back. All right, so I've already offended someone who works at this here establishment that is Mike's
wife. I don't think you have.
I think I did. Actually, I know I did because I could tell when she looked at me and then mocked me.
Here's what you can do. When we leave, you can walk by there and
drop.
Say, I'm
can't
sorry.
Can't get her attention because that's what started the whole thing to begin with.
Drop
I'm sorry
her a
if I came across as rude before.
I tried to say that, and she turned her back on me.
And then I'll be like, you still like me, though, right?
Here's what you want from a bartender. You want a bartender
big
you
tits.
Want, who pays
you
attention.
Want a small waist.
Big tits,
and
small
a
waist.
Fat ass, you know?
That's right.
You want a bartender that is paying attention to the people around them, not yeah. the bottles that need to be put back. Not the credit cards
I
that are confusing.
I got a bottle she can put back if you know what I mean.
Sex guy is already up in this episode. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
We, I don't know.
I got
so
a
what happened?
Tap.
I haven't seen.
It's kind of crowded downstairs.
In my
in
life,
lab.
I haven't come across very many good bartenders.
You're going to play a really bad bartender in a week from tomorrow, I think.
Holy shit, it's coming up that soon.
Yeah. I thought it was a Sunday night.
God damn it, my acting classes don't start for like 2 weeks. I'm serious.
I've rehearsed with pretty much all
Stella.
The actors except for Carano. Yeah. Hey, welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano sitting... Legs akimbo directly across
I've
from me.
I've been sitting downstairs just staring intently at the bartender, studying their every move.
High ties to my left.
Yeah,
there.
Boy, boy, boy.
We come to you live on tape from the world famous improv upstairs in an undisclosed dark office.
Okay,
space.
You guys aren't going to give a shit about this, but I have a perfect view through this little crevice of a light beacon, I'll call it, straight across the street at that Porsche GT.
Oh,
I do not care.
Yeah.
That is one of the greatest cars ever
did
made.
Did you ever buy a 911? Is that what you're
would
getting
I?
At?
Absolutely.
Did you?
No.
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about buying a 911 and then
last
having
week.
your dreams dashed because everyone's like, oh, that just makes me think of 911.
Yeah,
no,
it was last week.
I don't have the money to buy a 911, but that
no,
Carrera GT is
okay,
one of the greatest Porsches ever made.
Oh,
killed Paul Walker.
Jeez, really? Okay.
He killed himself.
What about the Tia Carrera?
I mean, his friend killed him. Forget it. I don't want
to
get involved in that.
Did they burn to
death? Oh, jeez. All right. Come on, guys.
The guy who was driving
Happy.
Obviously didn't know what he was doing. He went into
Thursday.
A goddamn tree
he was trying
or
to impress the Fast yeah. and Furious guy.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah, he impressed him.
Anyone
all right.
who tries
pressed
to.
Him right into a tree.
Can you imagine? Because like, everyone, you know, pressed soccer moms, 16 year old girls, like 90 year old men, everyone.
Did you say soccer moms and 16 year old girls, bro? You
fucking, everyone you found gets behind a wheel at one point or another, right? They're all mm-hmm. like, you know, gas, mm-hmm. pedal, foot to pedal, foot to gas, foot to brake,
yep.
right behind the wheel. So anyone, all that entire range will get behind the wheel after seeing a movie like Fast and the Furious 7 or 15 or whatever.
You think soccer mom's doing that?
The fate.
No, but I'm 90 saying,
year old
I'm
man
saying
is every,
no, what I'm saying yeah. is everyone gets in that position where
the
they can
the
watch
farmer's
that
market.
Movie.
Big,
but
Fast and Furious
very
fan.
Few people actually get in the ring after watching like Rocky or something. So
yeah, but you
the
get,
problem.
You leave Rocky wanting to fight somebody. In
you
the
do.
Ring.
You absolutely do. I don't know if you,
at the
Tyler,
very least.
You never saw Rocky in the theater, but Mike and I
oh,
did.
Yeah.
You no. walk out of there. I was a pudgy little 8 year old boy and I was ready to throw down.
It's not even throw down. You want to start working out.
You want to start working out and you want to box.
Like immediately leaving Rocky, I wanted a gray sweatsuit and I wanted to jog in the morning and I wanted to punch some
yeah,
meat.
Yeah, you want to eat raw eggs.
If you know what I'm saying.
That. But what I was getting at is the problem with the Fast and Furious is everyone drives a car.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. Not everyone steps into a ring every day. So right after the Fast and Furious is out for a while and all the fucking moron Franks of the world go see it and they try and be it.
The Franks?
Yeah, see it, gotta be it.
My new thing, it's on the film vault I call, like, I can't say mouth breathers anymore, so just dumb people in the audience are Frank. No offense to any Franks listening, but...
Yeah, Frank's kind of a cool name. Frank Sinatra,
I know, I'm
Frank
thinking about
Zappa.
Switching to the Fred. Fred's?
Mm.
There's less Freds, right?
Fred Sonic Smith.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Fred Flintstone?
Patty Smith's ex-husband, the leader of...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he got replaced by Jefferson?
What?
That joke is. I was too wrapped up in his untimely death.
I was thinking
death,
of marital children.
His premature death that he died from cancer,
who was,
I believe.
Who was Peggy's friend?
Patty
name?
Smith.
And oh my God, I'm sorry.
Rock, you know, punk rock goddess.
Yeah, Patti Smith. Yes. Who was the lesbian that was in Married with Children?
Ellen.
What was her name in Married with Children? There's people yelling at their devices.
Did you say a lesbian was
lesbian
married with children?
Married with Children.
That's an abomination.
In real life.
The girl, the daughter.
No, that's Christina Applegate, not Kelly.
Yeah, she's probably fooled around with another woman.
Probably, but no.
Lesbo.
What's Denise? It's something like that. Well, I'm going to look it up.
I don't know.
What? Does anyone care?
Yeah, people care.
Hey, what about the maid's cousin on the Jeffersons?
Everyone,
what was her name again?
Everyone, if you care, pull over on the side of the road and wait till Anderson gets the answer.
The guy who had a bit
Why
part in the Dick
over?
Van Dyke show. What was his name?
We'll be able
name?
To see an overhead view and see how many cars pull over.
Marcy.
Oh man, great! That
Marcy
nailed
solved
it.
The great
Amanda
mystery.
Beers.
Thank God, I couldn't get
Amanda
past that.
Beers is
she's,
a lesbian.
So she's a lesbian.
And her original husband, his name on the show, his name was I can't remember.
And he's gay.
Steve. And then
when they made out, people thought it was the greatest acting that's ever been accomplished
by Darcy?
Humankind.
Oh, never mind.
Can you imagine that if you're a gay man and you're a gay woman and you're cast in a movie as a couple and you've got to make
how
out?
Many kids out there have like
that's a lot of grossness
how
in
many
your
kids
heads combined
have been raised by a gay man and a lesbian woman?
40.
Mike, the joke answer is 8. Jesus, you've been doing the show for how long?
What happens
70,
there,
70.
What happens?
It's probably happened tens of thousands of
tens
times
of
because
thousands.
I've known several girls whose moms became lesbian later on in life.
I don't think they became. I think they already were. That's why they married a man.
Sometimes I think it's very different for women and men. Men, there's no denying. There's no denying you're gay. I think a lot of women switch sides eventually. Like, they're always open to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know what the fuck
it.
I'm talking about. And I'm sorry I brought it up. I hope I didn't offend anybody. PC.
So I have some apologizing to do right off the off the top here.
Is it to my...
It's to you, Tata.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
Is it because you brought presents in here and none of them were for me?
Nope. Oh, did that hurt you?
Oh,
I came in
no,
here
no,
with
no,
a
no.
few
it's
parcels.
Fine. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Came in here with a few parcels.
It's fine, bro. Yeah.
There's one for myself that was to mm-hmm. be given to Brian.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Serbian film, mm-hmm. uncut.
There's literally a gift for Brian,
yeah.
for Mike, for you.
Mm-hmm. And for Greg.
And for Greg.
Yeah. Not for your Logan.
And
Logan can go.
I am not the same as Logan.
You're kind of the same.
I'm an American.
You guys want to hear a story about a gift I received from a listener?
Can't wait. Please bring it.
You got to turn that light on for 1 second.
What?
Don't zip, hon. Don't unzip.
Zip.
Okay, I won't do it.
What?
All
right, turn the light on. Prepare!
Look at this cock ring he gave me.
That's pretty sweet.
About 3 weeks ago on my podcast, Miscellaneous Adventures in the World of Mike Morano, I was in a parking lot commenting on a sort of ready-to-go-down condescension road about a guy and his kid, like an aging rock star-looking guy. Not dressed for the outdoors, but trying to be a good dad by riding his bike around the bank parking lot with his young child. I could tell he was like a kind of a burned-out rock guy, and I was about to start mocking him until
you're gonna mock the rock
until his back was facing me and he was wearing a Letterman Dio jacket, and I immediately went, holy shit, that's the coolest jacket I've ever seen. I went home, immediately went online, ordered a giant Dio patch, thinking I'll get the jacket later. Listener Clint Lee sent me the jacket. And I don't know why I made you turn the light on for this.
Yeah, we're about to look at
the jacket he sent me is a Letterman jacket with a little Dio patch, and I got the big Dio patch for my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, thanks to Clint Lee, I now have a black Letterman jacket with a giant Dio on the back.
Where is it?
I didn't bring it in.
Glad we turned the light on for that.
Yeah, we didn't need the light. I just wanted you to see your eyes. I wanted to see the excitement in your eyes.
Tell you the details on that story.
How fucking great is that?
We're
the
a little
Dio tails were
patchy.
Great.
A little patchy.
Dio tails were patchy.
A little patchy. And I can say that because I'm part Native American.
Hey, speaking of patches, do you guys know anything about patching clothes?
No.
I mean,
I'm not a mom from the 70s. Okay,
see these,
I don't know.
See these Levi's
I'm
wearing?
I did home ec. I took home ec back in the Disney. So
you gave me nothing on the details.
These Levi's are not that old, but they're already getting holes. There's almost holes in the knees.
All right.
There's almost a hole. No, there is a hole in my back pocket where my keys go. Mm. And then I discovered on a road trip yesterday, there's a hole in my crotch about to break on through to the other side.
Yeah.
And I don't want to not wear these
Sun's
pants
out,
anymore.
Nuts out.
And is it going to be weird if I put a patch right over where my penis is?
Oh, you need to get a blade like they do on the with the wasp.
White, you know what? That's what the tailor told me,
we
too.
We talked about them
you
just a couple
a
weeks ago, right?
Saw blade. Like,
you
Blackie
should.
Lawless
like, it'll be like, you know, made of cloth. It'll be like floppy.
Yeah, but just, still, how about a shark fin?
Shark fin?
That's not bad.
What else could you do there?
So thank you, Clint Lee.
Clint Lee, thanks for nothing.
I will be wearing that jacket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, weren't you going to apologize to me?
Garnering respect from...
Oh, a big apology to Ty Ty.
Okay, what is it?
What is it? Like 2 weeks ago now, your son finally brought him the 1 year birthday mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally.
With a party.
Lazy piece of shit. Mm-hmm.
With a party that Noah should have probably been invited to, right? Because of the rain?
Yeah, I get it.
I did find that amusing that you guys moved the date because it was supposed to sprinkle on
a
little 1 year party.
It was supposed to rain equally.
And then the following week, you're like, oh, well, we're gonna switch weekends. Kind of last minute, which is kind of a big deal if you got kids. Mike, you got to understand, okay. Like, you know, you're planning your weekend. It's like, oh, Zach's 1 year birthday. We got to go. Oh, last minute, like 72 hours before. They're changing it because of rain. Understandable.
I'm going to give you my opinion on that. Bullshit.
Oh.
Because I hear parents do that shit all the fucking time. We can't just pick up and go because we have kids. We can't just do this because we have kids. You're the boss. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can throw me in the car.
You weren't saying bullshit at me. Good.
No, I'm saying you want to change your kid's party date?
Fuck yeah.
How is that any different than changing any plans? The kid isn't going to be disappointed. The kid doesn't know. The kid didn't make other plans.
Thanks, Mike.
What I'm saying is when you're trying to plan your own weekends out.
Oh, so my son's birthday is about you? Wow.
Yes, it is. Yes. What I'm saying is, like, when you realize that you're going to put your newborn in a car.
He's not a newborn.
Yeah, he's still a newborn.
He's not a newborn.
Yeah, he's 2 months old. And you're going to drive him across the LA freeway system.
Mm-hmm.
The safest in
nine,
the world.
Nine towns over.
Don't measure by towns. That doesn't mean
anything.
Yeah,
what is it? We're in the backwoods. You go through Clarksville, then you hit Baker.
It's like
Town.
An hour. It's
you,
an hour
you
plus.
You make a left at Clint Lee's.
Yep.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing. But, you know, hey, Tyler, good friend.
I don't understand it, though. Why don't you just put the kid in the car seat, and then you're off?
Because it was supposed to be 1 weekend, and then they changed it.
Keep a couple diapers in the trunk, a baby food back there. Something's not going to go bad.
Mike, you don't know how to travel with a dog.
You're right. I don't know anything.
You barely know how to travel with yourself.
If you saw me going on a lone guy road trip for one fucking day, you would be like, you need to get a psychiatrist right this minute.
I've done it.
Because I'll bring like three shirts and
I've
two.
I've done it
like,
a few times.
I better bring other shoes in case the shoelaces break on this pair I'm wearing.
Mike and I went on at least one, maybe two day trips where he brought like three pairs of shoes. And, like, not the shit that we needed, like tripods and stuff.
Well, I was just going to say that I don't need to see you go on a lone guy trip to say that you need a psychiatrist.
As soon as I get in the car, I'm like, what if the shoelaces break on these shoes? What if the soles wear out? What if something rips and I have no shoes?
Like, there's a way to let go.
Don't wear it out more.
I don't want these pants to be worn out more.
You just touch my crotch.
Why would you touch him?
Because I was going to say, what if the sole wears out? It's going to get really deep.
Hypothetically,
what if I'm in the middle of Death Valley taking a time-lapse photograph and all of a sudden my shoelace breaks?
What if, Mikey?
What if?
You shuffle.
I immediately have to leave and go home.
You have to do that anyways before nighttime because you can't sleep out there.
I was going to spend the night somewhere a couple nights ago and I opted not to.
Oh, that's a good story.
This is not the point. Okay, the point is this. My apologies. My apologies to Ty Ty. Okay. For thinking it was hilarious that he switched weekends, and it ended up raining way harder on the weekend that he switched.
But why are you apologizing?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Mike.
Because
do you control the weather secretly?
I'm not a big karma guy. I'm not a big giant karma guy, right? I think the karma. Yeah. If the world is just, if the universe is just, if afterlife is just, yes, like, you know, anyone who tortures animals or small children, they'll be tortured for eternity, all that hell, brimstone, all that bullshit. But in the whole karma world, I love the idea of if you do something bad, something bad will turn.
Unfortunately, it's probably not true.
But I was kind of running with the whole, like, I thought it was funny, you know. And the party was spectacular. I don't think the rain really put a damper on it. It was fantastic. It was fine. It's I really enjoyed.
Complete contradiction with everything we all enjoyed ourselves at this point.
We all enjoyed ourselves over
this
it.
The most confusing apology
I've ever
gotten.
Couldn't have been better.
But
more rain would have
every
made the
time,
party better.
Every time I look at my weather app, which is about 15 times a day these days, and I see that it's raining on the first 3 days of my shoot for groupers.
Oh no!
Don't laugh. Do not laugh.
You think you brought it on?
What an asshole I am for laughing about his child's birthday party.
Are they out? Are they
and the wet
shoots?
Tacos that were served
How
and my balloon
you?
That I brought
Call
that
them
got
wet tacos.
Oh, wet tacos sounds so dirty.
Let me tell you about some wet tacos, bro.
It sounds like the worst name of the worst like strip club.
What do you
TJ.
Call
the wet taco?
What do you call a school bus full of cheerleaders when they drive by me?
Cheerleader bus.
Yeah, correct. It's a trick question.
Anyhow, yeah. So right now, my movie is probably ruined. I'm probably not going to have a movie. We're just fucked.
Why don't you just?
Why don't you get rain insurance?
Yeah,
I don't think there is such a thing.
There is for weddings.
I'll sell you a policy.
And why don't you just move it to the next weekend?
I have actually searched for shaman.
What?
For like your people to come out and do anti-rain dances.
Toilet paper?
I don't think karma's real. I don't think blah, blah, blah.
Exactly, but I've gone to
but
a
I've
psychic.
Been
look,
I've been Googling
and
shaman.
I've been praying.
I picked the five most popular gods. I've been praying to all of them.
I
went to an Indian reservation. I asked them if they could do some kind of anti-rain dance.
Guys, you don't understand.
Where the budget's gone.
You don't understand. Like,
I do understand. Mm-hmm.
Here's the best part. Driving down to, I promised Jillian, my wife, that we'd take like a day with the boy before the storm, which is the movie, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, now the storm works both ways. God damn it.
And you're storming around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got accused right before the
Norman.
Show started.
Is he still alive?
Somebody who works here at the Improv kind of tailed me, and she's like, I didn't recognize you, and I was wondering who was storming into our office.
Oh, man.
I storm around. You
got a theme.
Got a lot of storms.
But how about this?
Promised the wife that
how about this?
We'd go down to San Diego Zoo, right?
How about this?
Go ahead. What about us?
I'll shoot a documentary of the making of your movie.
You
I'm
know,
dead serious.
I'm thinking like that. We might need that.
No, I'll shoot a documentary of the making of your movie, and if it turns out to be a complete catastrophe, at least you have something.
Well, I should have started a while ago.
There's a movie already like that, the Terry Gilliam.
Or you could just tell all the people that gave money that it got stolen and movie's over.
Movie got stolen?
Lost in La Mancha?
Money got stolen.
Lost in La Mancha? That's
the Russians. Right. The Russians hacked your account and took all the
Don
money.
Don Quixote. You know that Terry Gilliam with Johnny Depp, they were making a movie called Don Quixote movie. And it was cursed. Like it got, the whole set got swept away. There was a documentary called Lost in La Mancha. La Mancha?
Man of Lamont, I'd like to see that.
I saw it at the
maybe
door,
a listener
actually,
will send it to you. You guys can open it in front
of
me.
One of the greatest movies ever made that I actually never saw. What was that Sandler movie where him and Spade and
let
Rock
me tell you about
Schneider,
one of the best movies I've never seen,
like Old Friends or something? You know what I'm talking about? They made two of them, Grown Ups.
Never saw.
So they made a movie called Grown Ups,
and it
was supposed to be taking place in the middle of summer, and wherever they shot it, it was a monsoon, so they had to bring in those giant lights that make it look like it's sunny, even though it's technically raining.
Sounds expensive.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Lost in La Mancha. Yeah, it was insanely expensive. But
not nowadays.
The movie actually looks like it's in the sun, because the lights were so bright. Little insider movie.
So you're friends with... With Spade, do you think he still has those lights? Maybe in his garage. Can I borrow those?
I don't know if he brought them himself.
Are they so like powerful that like the rain just kind of evaporates before it hits within the bubble?
I don't know, but you know what
like
I'm talking
about. A force field
right?
You'd throw on giant lights. Of course, there's ways to do that. But
why can't you just shoot all your inside shots those 3 days?
We're juggling and trying to do that. But here's the thing: there's like 3 in-day shoots and 11 outdoor shoots.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're fucked.
But you said it's 3 days of rain, so do you three?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Is there
we
any
can't
way to
see
work
beyond
it?
That right now.
I like that. I think that you've never thought of that.
I know.
Hey, let me help you out here.
Why don't you just in the movie? It's a rainy day.
So here's
how about that?
Yeah, I was trying to explain that to somebody. Like they're like, so what? So it rains a little bit during the scene. I'm like, but we're gonna have to do the turnaround, which will probably be like 2 days later. And then it'll be
just,
sunny, like on the reverse of
you
that.
You just get a hose, and you just
it doesn't make sense at all.
You do you have you ever put your press your thumb over the end of the hose? It
you're
makes
a,
it like rain.
You know what? If I had
technically you're
if
a
I
producer
had,
now.
If I had unlimited budget, I would definitely just
Get a bunch of hoses.
Make it so that it's just constantly raining, and they're worried that the pool is going to fill up and like drown them. So that's like the time limit that they
spoiler.
Have.
Spoiler.
That's not bad.
That's a good idea. I like that.
But I don't have the budget to make it rain all the time.
Dude, make it rain.
Make so it rain.
Oh, so you're saying if you could make it rain, you would make it rain.
Yeah, I've got like $100 in ones in my earthquake
like,
kit.
That's like
that
two layers, playa.
Mm-hmm.
Set guy?
Yeah, you can make it a comedy drama.
So we're on our way down to San Diego Zoo.
Social.
On our way down to San Diego Zoo, right? And I call my mom to check in.
Which day?
2 days ago. And I call my mom to check in, right? And mm-hmm. I'm driving the wife's car, so we got the Bluetooth, which is very fancy for me because mm-hmm. my car is like 17 years old, and I don't have any kind of like Bluetooth connectability. So if I'm on the phone with anyone in my car, I'm breaking the law, or I'm using
breaking
one of those
the law.
Horrible
the law.
Like headphones that get all tangled.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And talking to my mom, catching up. I haven't talked to her in a few days, and she asks me, she says, how's everything going with the movie? I'm like, actually, you know, it's funny you ask. I just looked, and it looks like it's going to be raining at least the first couple days of the shoot, and that really kind of ruins everything. I'm not exactly sure. I'm really stressed. I don't know what we're going to do. There's a pause, and then my mom says, well, yeah, I know that's probably not good for you, but I'm real happy the rain's coming. That's great.
Jesus
that's great
Christ,
news.
Jesus Christ.
It's
taking
real,
a page out of your dad's
real
book.
Real hot. Jillian's sitting next to me, right? She's like stifling, because we're on speaker. She's stifling her laughter. She thinks it's so funny that my mom's just like,
I just bought flowers,
pretty
so
much
I'm
just
really
ruins.
Happy it's going to rain.
My mom starts giving like details. She's like, it's so hot here, Andy. I can't even open the front door. Like the sun is just, it hurts my hand. I have to use a towel. So the rain is very welcome, very welcome. I'm like,
wait, your mom's door handle is so hot, she has to use a towel to open it?
Yeah.
Was she in backdraft?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Does she have to check the door for heat?
It's direct sunlight most of the day, so yes, it's very hot.
Well, maybe you should
Honey,
go head down to Home Depot and buy
it. She doesn't sound like that.
I know you're achieving.
My mom does not sound like that.
Your wife's dream. But, but
I burned my hand on the door handle.
I've had to run the air conditioning for 2 days straight.
So she really did like gloss right over it. She's like, oh well, that's. I know it's not good for you, but honestly, here's a silver lining. I'm real happy the rain's coming because it's hot.
Great, mom.
And then I told that story, and I gave my mom like I told her the whole story at dinner last night. I was there with I saw my sister who lives out of state, mm-hmm. and my brother came who I never see. It's like a little family dinner we had last night.
Did she burn her hand on the fork because it was underneath the light?
And I told the story, and my brother's like laughing about it, and then he's like, "I gotta agree with mom though. I'm pretty happy the rain's coming." I'm like,
"You son of a bitch." Jesus Christ, have a little fucking compassion and support.
There is a possibility that I'll have to move the entire thing out of the empty pool in the backyard, which is just absolutely absurd, inside to a room that will be empty, and it makes no sense that we're shooting at this location anymore, because the whole reason why we got this location is because the pool in the backyard that's empty.
Yeah.
We would just forego all of that, and I'll just be shooting like in a corner or somewhere. It's going to be like a third of the movie that I wrote.
I got to be honest with you, if you can work it, I think movies in the rain are kind of cool.
But it's
I know it needs to be consistent.
9 days. There's no way to get continuity on that. I'm just
again
it's not
in real life. It doesn't rain the whole time.
But Mike, you know the reverse is like the next day. So when we're looking at one character and then he talks to the other character, we see the reverse of that. It's sunny.
Have you thought of this?
And then it's raining.
Shoot it
and then
faster.
It's sunny.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working with Mickey. That's not a possibility. The man takes 10 minutes to tie his fucking shoe. I love Mick, but he's the most deliberate person.
He can back
does
me
a
up
great
on that
job.
Broken shoelace thing.
He does a great job, but we spent an hour today.
That's even weirder than your apology to Tyler.
What? He does a great job.
He does a great job, but
he takes forever.
She's really good looking, but
Mike, Tyler, we spent 3 hours today.
What's her name?
Today we spent 3 hours.
What's she look like?
I almost told a story by accident. Whoops.
We spent 1 hour.
Whoopsie daisy.
Sex guy was half hard.
On 3 pages for the shot list. 3 pages, 1 hour for a shot list.
That's all right.
No, it's not.
Take your time, man.
What do you have, like 8 pages?
Chill out, brother.
123 page script.
You're rushing through life, man.
123 divided by 3 is...
I'm like the hippie producer. It's all going to be groovy,
something.
Man.
Times, so that's like 46 hours?
3.5 hours, 10 pages.
Yeah.
Today.
Have you thought of doing fuck, no, that's not going to work.
Have you thought about taking the money and going to Mexico?
Yeah, buying a bunch of those.
I bet it's not raining in
pinatas,
Mexico.
Bringing them back and selling them at a profit.
Everything I can control is going great. I've been doing tons of rehearsals. All the actors are great. I love everyone.
So for the people, so take a step back, and all the people that are listening to this that don't know anything about how films and TV are made, the obvious question they're going is, why can't you just push it 2 weeks?
Yeah, you can't.
So I know.
Schedules, everyone, the
money,
the house is already paid for those exact dates.
Yep.
I would love to push to summer, and then we'd have a whole different issue, a catalog of,
too hot.
Of problems. Too hot, sweaty. But I
making
think
movies is hard work.
It's not hard work. It's hard work for sure. But
I was trying to be sarcastic, but it is
so
hard
much
work.
So much luck goes into it.
You checked the Farmer's Almanac?
Yeah. And seeing if we're in some kind of weird 10-year cycle.
It's the thing where they it tells you historically how much, if there's actually been rain for like.
And, that was what we looked at first.
I will also say that
for the last 20 years during these dates,
that
clear and sunny.
The weather app is very, very off a lot of the time, especially when it's more than a week out.
My son's birthday, when I was originally supposed to have the party, ended up being a beautiful sunny day.
God damn that.
But it's a stretch, too. It's a stretch of days. I'm looking all the way up and down the coast. I'm checking San Diego all the way up to San Francisco, and I'm seeing that it's supposed to, certain spots on our coast, it's supposed to rain 5 days in a row. So I'm thinking there's a giant storm coming in or a few different little storms.
I hate the rain. I think I wonder if somebody has yet to sue the weather app for ruining their wedding or something. Because it seems like that's something a woman would do. You ruined my wedding. I'm suing the app that told me it was going to be a sunny day. She takes a screenshot of it. Judge goes, "You're out of order." She says, "You're out of order."
This is real. You can look it up. Somebody actually sued the city of Chicago for getting a cold because it was so windy. that happened.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
It's not a joke. I swear to God, that happened. I'm not joking.
But did they win?
No, they lost.
Every year, people...
Well, that's why our American court system is broken.
This one is true, at least, what I'm about to say.
Crooked judges.
People that live around the La Brea tar pits try to sue the museum for the tar bubbling up in their backyards. They said the lawsuits come almost every year in a certain time.
How is that the tar pits' fault?
It's not. That's why they all 100% get thrown out. But people buy a house.
They try to throw it out, but it just keeps sticking.
Yeah, it just sticks.
The paper's just stuck to their hand.
somebody
furiously.
I saw that.
Because tar is sticky.
Yeah. That tar is a mess over there.
Are the La Brea tar pits famous? Do people know?
I don't know.
I don't know. For people that are...
Well, if you saw the movie Volcano.
Yes, but I don't think a lot of people saw Volcano.
Or The Hammer.
Smack dab, in the
oh,
middle.
Yeah. Good one.
In the middle of this stupid city.
Yes.
In between two of the busiest streets.
Absolutely.
In this stupid ass city, there is a giant bubbling lake of just tar.
Yeah.
That they are constantly pulling out poisonous
tar.
Fossilized dinosaurs.
They're not dinosaurs at all.
Sorry, saber-tooth tigers, mammoths, rodents, and all that kind of shit.
Yep. And
it's just right. You can be sitting in traffic, and to your right, there's just
a lake of tar, and it smells like a roofing company is hard at work 24/7. And all around it are little new tar pits popping up, and all they do is throw a fence around it real quick, right? Mm-hmm. They'll put orange cones first, because you can be walking through a beautiful grass hill, and there's a 3-foot by 3-foot bubbling black tar coming up.
And it's that temporary orange wobbly fence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having flashbacks to a podcast I listened to probably a year or two ago.
With the diver?
Yes.
Yes.
What was that?
He was a sheriff, deep sea diver that
talked about
for
this
evidence.
Last week.
Oh, was it last week we talked about it?
Yes.
No.
On this show.
I will kill myself.
Yeah,
we just talked about it.
I will live stream me killing myself.
Mike was talking about it, and he was looking for a weapon.
No,
and it took forever.
You and I were talking about it walking down the street. The guy threw a weapon in the tar pits.
No.
They had no way to retrieve it.
Yeah.
We were talking about it when we were walking to your car, and you said, why didn't they just use a magnet? And I went, oh, yeah, good idea. And the guy went in against everyone's wishes. He was only supposed to stay in there 9 or 10
How
minutes.
How is this coming up?
He
when
may
we
have
just
died.
About it?
And he stayed in 35 or 40 minutes in the thick black tar.
And I was saying that he was trying
to do it all by feel, and he found the weapon.
Terrifying.
He wouldn't say what the weapon was. Yeah, totally terrifying. And he didn't tell his wife he did it either.
What podcast was that?
And she was pissed.
It was the
know.
After Disaster episode 111.
Probably This American Life.
I don't remember. I don't think it was This American Life.
138.
Act one.
Might have been Criminal.
Bubble.
I think it was the AD. Episode 265.
It wasn't Miscellaneous Adventures from the World of Mike Carano, episode number
180. Pretty sure it was.
According to Anderson, it was last week's show.
It was Mike and I talking about it on the way out.
Yeah, we did talk about it. Why did we talk about that? How'd that come up?
I have no idea. How did that come up?
Yeah. But now that I'm really putting this into context, it is amazing. This is Los Angeles, one of the biggest cities in the world, and right in the middle is a bubbling lake of tar.
It's fucking sad, too, because they have like fake woolly mammoths in there, and then it's like a mom like drowning, like going, getting sucked down into like essentially like quicksand, and the baby is on the side. It's not animatronic or anything, but like, they're statues, and they're burned in my memory from a child going there, and I still pass them in traffic, like Tyler was just saying, probably like, you know, 2-3 times a month. And I always get like this jolt of sadness. It's like, oh, look at the baby woolly mammoth watching his mother die.
Whatever city you guys listening live in, just imagine one of the busiest intersections in your city and on your right hand side.
And it's poisonous. But
it's just a lake.
That might That might actually solve the entire like oil crisis and you know, relying on Saudi Arabia for. We might be able to just tap that.
Yeah,
No one's
thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and why did they decide to put all of the museums, like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of artwork, right next to it, where it might fall into a lake
of
tar?
Fall into that.
Who knows what's going
to
happen?
It is weird that those buildings are all built. All those buildings are built immediately next to it. Where they're constantly fighting. Are they just like, nope, there's no tar right here?
If I was building a building, I would go as far away from that lake of tar. I would go at least a block down the street. I'm not going to go, right here's a good place for the museum. Right here, where people are going to track in here with tar on their shoes. You guys ever go watch the people dig for artifacts?
No, but I'd like to.
Would you? You'll be going there with your kid.
I will.
You too. Kids love that place.
I might be leaving them there. Depending on how close we get to the tar.
That would be a great place.
It's like a babysitter. You kind of just leave them right at the edge. Yeah.
And
where
you come back and get their bones like
their
in 2,000 years.
Stuck a little bit.
They have the sites, you know, they build a shack over the site that they're excavating, and you can stand there and look through the plexiglass and watch people digging for bones, and you see them pulling giant bones out all the time.
Do you? Is that what you see?
Constantly.
I've been there like a dozen times, and I stand there and I watch them, and they're pulling out like, you know, tiger bones.
I tell you, I was pulling out some big bones.
Skateboard wheels.
Like, oh, found another Coke can.
So, if you throw a body in there, what happens to it?
I don't know.
Does it go down?
I don't know.
How far does it go down?
I don't know. How far does the tar go down?
I don't think it goes that deep because the guy like walked through it.
No, but I think he was like suspended in it.
Oh no, he was definitely. Oh yeah, you're right. It was so thick, but he was definitely feet down. It may go like 15 feet. I just made that up. Sounded good though. Sounded good.
All I know is there's nothing I'd like to do less than be that guy scuba diving in pitch black thick.
Do you remember the tension because he didn't tell his wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he could have died. Like, not the odds were not that great that he was going to.
Odds were not in his favor.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's nuts. All that to get a weapon.
Maybe we should do a little day trip to the tar pits.
If this was the olden days. When people played by their own rules, the cop would have taken the guy who threw the gun in the tar and just thrown him into it. You go get the weapon.
Yeah.
And then the guy's drowning, they're like, you going to tell us what you did? I did it. It was a gun. And they pull him back out. There you go, maggot.
Shit.
There was a guy. How many guns? What would they do? They'd throw a guy back in there, back in the Old West. How many weapons are in there, though?
It's gone.
I don't know.
Eight?
Probably eight.
Probably about eight, yeah.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Sorry, guys. I just got a text. A glorious, glorious text. Beyond the weather.
Yeah.
We also didn't have our camera that we were supposed to have. Long story, but the person that runs Panavision essentially is in Europe right now, and we weren't going to have our red.
The band?
He's in the continent of Europe, so we were going to have to use a much lesser camera. This was all coming. It's raining and pouring and storming.
Old man was fucking snoring.
What's the camera you're going to use?
We were going to use an Alexa, which we don't want to use. We want to
Alexa,
use the red.
Play the After Disaster.
Stop that doing that.
Siri. But
just got a great, great
Siri, stop
very
the podcast.
Good news text. Stop that. Very good news.
Siri, unsubscribe.
Stop. Don't do that. Stop doing that to people. Why would you do that to people?
Siri, unsubscribe from the Film Vault.
As fuck.
So funny. I had a long conversation with a professional cinematographer, and he said he likes the Alexas better than the Reds.
Yeah, they are good for certain things. Not if you're like trying to use a Ronin. Not if you're trying to do like
Ronin.
Oh, because they're so heavy.
Yes.
Yeah, I dig it.
Ronin.
Not if you're trying to like, you know, mount them on cars and speed around. Are you gonna be there a lot there,
Ronin?
I'm hoping
this is the last show that I can do like this for
I'm
like 3 weeks. I would love you to hang out as much as possible.
Yeah, I'm planning on trying to. Think about it.
I thought you were making a documentary.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a so very, very limited documentary. Days 3, 7, and 11 I got on tape.
We didn't push record.
That's great news.
Kind of would be.
I died inside for a split second.
I really wish you would have been here for Puddle's Pity Party because I
think
you
so
would
I had a child with
loved
me,
it.
And
I
you
know,
said, yeah, bring him.
Whatever happened to San Diego Zoo? Is there a story there?
Yeah, what happened at the zoo?
We're shooting this fucking thing in 8K. I don't want to shoot in 8K.
8K?
Yeah, you don't need to shoot in 8K.
But I can push in a lot and post.
Yeah, but why don't you do it like a real filmmaker? And
we shot something in 4K the other day, and when we pushed in, it was kind of blurry. Not blurry. It was kind of it was kind of pixelated.
Kind of what?
Pixelated.
Shouldn't have been.
I know.
Because I pushed it on 4K, and it was nice.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
You probably weren't shooting in 4K. You're probably downsizing it. Nope. Probably downgraded, yeah.
Wait, Anderson, that 8K thing is ridiculous because your computer is not going to be able to edit that.
Well, no, we already have like, I think we're going with 24 terabytes of space.
I think they have a real editor.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to be putting it on my little computer at home.
Anderson's house.
I'm doing
house
it on the iPad Pro.
You come over, I just have like reel to reels.
Grid.
Al all the way around.
The grid would go down in Tarzana.
What happened to this idiot trying to edit an 8K?
I'm really against that 8K.
This
thing.
Guy's trying to edit his 8K rain documentary.
I'm going to shoot the documentary in 4K then, so it's half as good. Still too big.
How many K's are we all going to get? What's after 8K?
As long as it's more than 3 and less than 2.
What?
Or less than.
I'm sure they're going to go above 8K, but I don't know why they would because. Because
we need more pixels in our eyeballs.
We need more K's, dude. K's are great.
Yeah, yeah.
I like 3 K's all in a row. And all in a robe.
It's the worst show we've done in a while, right?
No, it's
well,
not.
Since
sure.
At least in a week. I think it's one of the best shows we've ever done.
Hey, last week, Jillian pointed out to me.
What?
I don't care when I say dumb things
we
as long
be
as
invited
it gets
to
caught.
The podcast festival.
But I said Emporium instead of Emporium. Tyler, like, Emporium. He kind of mocked me a little bit.
I don't
then
remember
just
that.
Rolled right on, says Jillian.
I don't remember
Do
that.
Do not caress me, Tyler.
No,
it doesn't
I'm
make
sure
it better.
Snap a.
But I always thought it was Emporium. It's Emporium.
Emporium?
They sound exactly the same.
What Emporium.
That's a place where you go and you beg everyone to do what you need them to do.
Emporium.
Emporium. So, yeah, that sucks. Somebody came
what
up with the idea.
What does your note say for the Emporium sting?
Don't look at my notes. Don't look behind the curtain.
I just want to know what note you left yourself.
Probably just Emporium.
Ty said, Emporium. No, get mad at Tyler.
Emporium.
Yeah, that's what
it just
says
Emporium. Just says Emporium.
Wait, can I read one of your notes?
All right. If it's way back when, though. Nothing like recent.
Why?
Because I don't like behind the scenes. All right, here we go. Scrolly.
Is your notes just one entire note?
No, there's like 5 of these.
All right, I'm just going to pick one. Costco skateboard purchase, and we need some black quivering.
Oh, I remember that. That was a good one.
What was that?
That was when I was leaving Costco, and my bag broke, and I...
Oh, you bought the skateboard from that heroin
and I
guy.
Bought, yeah, black heroin.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
What are you reading?
Let's do a whole episode where we revisit your notes.
Puppy murder porn. Woman on Grindr for the challenge. The thing on fenders that hit curbs as a warning.
Yeah, you remember that?
White mics?
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Oh, white mics would be terrible because you can see things flying out of people's mouth. And they would hit the like white mic.
This
mic
is
muff.
Like weird cracking open your skull and just staring into your thoughts. I really don't like it.
That documentary.
I remember the curb feeler discussion.
Yeah,
we're all going to get those. We're going to get the beads. Yeah, we still are going to get the beads.
No, the beads was a racing conversation.
Hey, at least we follow through on skateboards.
Yeah, skateboards for sure. And Jillian, if you're listening to this, you're wrong. We will all skate again. She says it was just a phase. It's over now.
We're going to jump. We're going to jump the tar pits.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
How tight would that
be? That's a terrible idea.
It's a really bad idea.
Three men died today in Los Angeles.
So I put
in a podcast stunt gone awry.
They're calling it the worst podcast tragedy of
ever,
the week.
Ever of the week. I put Atticus in the Ergo, right? And it's pretty comfortable. I like it. He looks like Quasi, right?
I don't know what that is. Is that like a
They're
rolling
calling
seat?
Them the La Brea Tar Twits.
That's not bad.
Thanks.
It's not great.
It's not bad.
It's better than whatever you came up with.
I love the idea that we all seriously entertain the fact that if we died in the tar pits, we would be on the news as podcasters. They're going to do the research.
Here's the picture of me with the boy in the Ergo at the San Diego Zoo, right?
Look at that.
So we're at the San Diego Zoo.
Can I see the photo? Or
I promised that.
Is it like the packages that I don't get?
The boy in the Ergo. You use an Ergo there for Zach?
Cute. Yeah. Yeah.
Being around large groups of people is just, I think it's bad for my mental state because I just hear the conversations.
Because they're so fat.
They're just awful. The conversations are just fucking awful.
Yeah, they're inane.
It's so inane.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And it's just the vast, you know, and we've talked about it before. Like, we're lucky that we, you know,
we're geniuses and we have,
we're all geniuses and we found each other.
Well-rounded
conversations. And we all have worked with, you know, people that speak for a living, or, you know, come up with jokes for a living, or, you know, the Dr. Drew of the world.
All things that we don't
do. It is kind of interesting if you think about this, because this
casual
just occurred to me. The
so
three of us have worked
bad.
Around and or with so many celebrities.
We're really lucky that
imagine, like, all three of us work around celebrity.
We had.
And that's not the case for people that live in LA, by and large. Most people don't.
Just the fact that I've worked around celebrity that is not worth working around. But the fact is that we've all worked around like clever, creative people.
Yeah. We work with content-driven people that have to come up with new ideas and fresh stuff. And we're not bragging here. We're not. It's just
I think that kind of
sharpens our senses so that asinine conversation that you'll hear from large hordes of people, whether it be Disneyland or Disney World or the zoo, any kind of place where you're going to find large group of people, keep your ears open and you're going to hear just, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
It's just a lot of time killing before I die conversation. Like, it's the same thing when I was a kid and I'd watch my car and my neighbor come out and go, mine next. After the 20th time, I wanted to turn around and just fucking give him double birds.
You got the hose right there.
Like, you got to come up with something better than mine next.
Just how about yours now and just spray his dick?
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. Yeah. How about this? And next thing you know, he's chained in the basement and I'm feeding him like cat shit.
It's kind of dark. A little dark.
Jesus.
Seems to take it way too personally.
Seems a bit dark.
Yours next? All right.
All right. I don't have any specifics, and it was just kind of sad, actually, that I was feeling a little bit bad almost, but it's just, couldn't wait to get. Oh, here's an example. All right. Real story. So, San Diego Zoo, how familiar are you?
Hey, how old's your baby? Oh, fuck! Another one of these questions!
Not even that. Not even interaction.
Mark that for
just,
post.
We're like looking at a polar bear, and we can hear the inane conversation happening behind us.
Sounds like he's a smoker.
What is a polar bear?
I don't know. The person heard the polar bear's voice and it was gravelly.
How familiar are you with
the
San Diego Zoo?
Very familiar.
Okay. So you know that grade where you're like walking around?
Yes.
In San Diego?
Yes. I wish you would have told me you're going. I would have recommended you fork out for the bus tour and sit on top and not have to make that. Oh, okay.
We got the bus. Well, the bus comes with your daily.
No. It's extra. It's way extra.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
You buy a pass, daily pass.
Do you guys remember that episode, The After Disaster, where they argued about whether
it doesn't
or not
matter.
You get a bus
so we're walking up that grade right there, right? So you're walking up the grade.
See,
to the left is some like freeway.
Busted.
It's like the 805.
Why were you walking up the grade when you could have taken the bus?
Because we took the bus later. I didn't know there was a grade coming up, and actually, I recorded it.
Did you even really go to the zoo?
So Jillian and I are walking up, right, and we're huffing it, and I got Atticus like attached to me, like Quasi, like from Total Recall, right?
Okay.
And she's pushing the stroller. You never saw Total Recall?
No.
Do you see the new one?
Seems weird.
No.
He didn't see either. So we're walking up.
I don't recall if I saw the new one.
Oh,
here's the point. You know, we're at the zoo, right? So your mind is on, like, you know, animals enclosed, enclosures.
Yep. And how am I going to get in that cage?
I look to the left, and across, if you're familiar, Mike, you'll know this, even though you're on
if
the bus.
Can you say the word familiar one more time?
I don't take the bus, personally. I walk it for exercise.
You've been around there enough to...
But if I was carrying a baby around with me, I'd take the bus.
You ever been there with your family?
Another one rides the bus.
Okay, this is awful. This is unlistenable. So, to the left of that grade, if you're looking, if you're walking up the grade, you look to your left, there's like a grassy like hill across the freeway.
Yes.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
There was a naked man over there.
Oh, no, for real?
Yes.
What?
Right? A naked man was kind of walking, like, sauntering around up in those parts. And Jillian was pretty winded, so I pointed it out, and she kind of barely looked. And then there was like this middle-aged woman, and she was kind of like walking by us, and she kind of like got in our way, and there was a little exchange. And there was enough of a pause that I said, look, it's like a human. There's a naked man over there. It's like a human like exhibit or a human enclosure. And instead of like even saying, excuse me, or I'm sorry I didn't hear you, or responding to what I actually said, she just went, yeah. Didn't look to her right.
Didn't even look.
And then just
gave you
it.
The obligatory fake look like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Fuck her. You should have grabbed her head and twisted it towards the man and said, look, there he is. And then moved her lips and gone, oh, naked
and
man.
I'm totally guilty of that. Like, not hearing someone and just, like, no, wanting to move on. Yeah. Like, I'm totally guilty of that. Like, uh-huh, yeah, move it.
It's called 378 episodes of this show.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good
Wait,
one.
Wait, why was there a naked man in the...
I know.
That mystery will never be solved.
What was he doing?
He was just naked on that hill that Mike is familiar with.
Yeah.
And it's
I'm going to go back and look for evidence. I come in next week with an envelope. I think I found some of his semen.
Something happened, and I thought about you guys. It was fucking great. Yeah. It was glorious.
Zebras were humping?
First of all, you know the whole, like, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer and the, like, middle class is disappearing?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's nothing more evident than that in, like, Hilton is buying everything, right?
Hilton?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, Hampton Inn, which is a nice chain, used to be great. Good quality. You pay, you know, not top dollar by any means, but like $150 for a nice quality clean room.
Okay.
Clean, like,
you were paying $150
really
for a Hampton
Inn?
Yeah,
that seems kind of steep.
Hampton Inn is nice. Hampton Inn.
I stayed at the
it's like $100.
I stayed at
you
the Langham
breakfast.
For $150.
No, Hampton Inn is like nice, guys.
No, the Langham is like a 9-star.
Depends on what city, Tai Tai.
I slept
Pasadena.
In my car and charged myself $150 and cha-ching.
So we stayed at the Hampton Inn, and
you need
this,
to use better websites when you book your hotel.
Nowadays, Hampton Inn has been bought by Hilton since the last time we stayed there, so it's not nearly as nice now. It's a little bit cheaper.
Wait, real quick, let's thank our sponsors. We have a new one this week. Hilton Hotel Group.
Come stay at the Hilton.
But what I'm noticing is, like, the nice is getting nicer and more expensive, and the okay, pretty good is getting worse and cheaper.
You stayed at a hotel in San Diego?
Yes.
Hmm.
Don't ask me which one, because I just said. Why is that bad?
You know what happens when you stay at
Cause
a hotel. Because,
like, one of my favorite hotels is down there, and I would have steered you towards
Mike's
that.
Like,
which one
sad.
Is that?
The catamaran right on the beach, right down by the beach on the bay,
we're
about
there
three
just,
blocks from my dad's.
We're there to sleep for 8 hours and then go to the beach, the zoo.
Mm.
But the King's Inn.
You got the whole 8 hours in?
The King's Inn is great. It's right next to it. We're going to go to the King's Inn next.
Okay.
King's Inn is, like, old, retro. They've spruced it up. It's like... It's kind of like the Ace. It's great. Here's the point. We're at King's Inn having breakfast.
They really treat you like royalty.
It's called, like, Waffles or something, like a waffles place, right? Mm-hmm. And we're done with our waffles. Jillian's breastfeeding the boy in the car. I'm leaning against the wall, watching, you know, waiting for her to be done, and then we're going to go off to the zoo.
For his turn.
And I'm smoking a cigarette like a scumbag, right?
Yeah.
And she's a little bit exposed. She's in the front seat. She's in the driver's seat. And, you know, her top's down. And she's got the boy out. And she's not too worried about it because we're in a parking lot in front
Atticus,
of the waffles.
Atticus was visiting the La Brea car tits.
I hope this story comes full circle and the naked man comes walking by.
No, but close, right? So I'm standing there. And this is where I thought of you guys. And I'm smoking my cigarette. And I see, like, I'm looking at my phone. And I see something on the corner of my eye. And it's a guy in his early 20s, probably. White guy. Limp, no shoes.
What? Limp?
Looks like a normal kid, but he's had like a rough night or two.
Yeah.
Chances are what I'm looking at is like a newly...
Sober?
Newly devolved heroin addict. Probably.
New homeless.
And he's... When I'm just sitting there having the cigarette, I'm thinking, all right,
you know, Jillian's top down, her top's down a little bit, the car tits and all that, right? Tight, tight. We're good though. There's just no one really around. The one thing that I'm looking, keeping an eye out for, is anyone approaching the vehicle, which chances are slim. This 22-year-old new found heroin addict starts limping towards the car out of nowhere.
God.
Out of nowhere, right?
Oh,
so I drop my phone to my side.
Keep
and I'm
moving.
Just gonna, I'm staring at him, and I'm trying to get his attention.
Keep
right?
him moving.
Which I kind of like going waving my cigarette. He's not close enough to the car yet, where I gotta like step in.
You're doing
but
the cigarette wave.
He's kind of like limping towards the driver's side to probably ask her. He sees a human being in the car. He doesn't know her top's down. He doesn't know there's a boob exposed with the baby on it.
Yeah.
And he's about probably 10 feet away, and he notices me in his peripheral, and he looks over at me. And I just start, I'm just shaking my head.
Yes.
And giving him like the, go.
You shoot away a man.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops and he sees me and he goes, no. And he starts to come towards me and I shake my head, no. And I came up with this on the fly. And as I was doing this, I was thinking of you guys and I was thinking, you guys are going to appreciate this. I give him a thumbs up as I'm waving him away. I'm giving him like the positive.
Oh, I like that training.
I'm like, dude, yeah.
You're like the heroin addict whisperer.
But not here.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, buddy. I appreciate your effort, but keep it moving.
Like, I feel you. I see where you're coming from.
Yep.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
But keep going. So he actually, he's like, he looked at me, he gave his knowing nod.
Go find another hot mom with her titty out.
He backed out, and he walked towards the front of the King's Inn, which drew the ire of the manager who came out and shooed him away and followed him all the way around.
He gave him this thumbs down.
Thumbs down. The guy's very confused.
But guys, my heart breaks for this kid again. It's just so sad seeing these
I know.
Young people
with
the fucking drug issues. But I love the thumbs up. Gave him like the whole like.
I like it.
It was good.
I think that's a lot of mixed signals for a man who's coming down from chasing.
Exactly, you throw him off kilter.
No, I like it. I appreciate it.
I think that his brain kind of like, he's like, that's positive, that's good, and I want something, but he's saying no, get away.
There's so many young homeless people in San Diego.
Yeah, there is.
It's weird.
Well, you move
Jillian never even saw him.
Your veteran homeless are here in L.A.
It's like
the minor leagues.
It's like any beach community has an abundance of young people that just go there to live there, and then some of them become homeless and they stay there.
Well, there's the college element as
well. Yeah. But when we had the improv down there, and it was about a block from the beach, and I lived at the beach, our entire staff were transplants from like Boston and the East Coast and stuff. They came out here just to hang out and party for a couple years. I mean, there were some people that lived there that were going to live there for life, but a lot of people that worked at the club were just, I'm just going to sit, hang out here for 2 or 3 years, you know.
How close were you to the beach?
Less than a block.
Oh, fuck.
A red weapon.
What is that?
That's.
Oh, that's great.
That's what we're shooting
Oh, that's
with.
Phenomenal. I know. Phenomenal. You don't need to shoot an 8K, though.
Tell that to Mickey.
Well, the red weapon is a 6K native camera. It can be upgraded to 8K.
Everyone pull over until
he won't. He
things
won't.
Get interesting again.
When you guys see this dick trap in 8K, you're going to appreciate this conversation. Yeah.
When you see the out-of-focus footage in 8K, you're going to know it's out of focus. There's going to be no denying.
So I make
this whole film was just nothing but unnecessary zooms because he can. Just all these like Hitchcock
those
things
long,
right in on the eye.
Those
and
long
it's just,
70 zooms.
You didn't need that close-up of that guy's pupil, but I could.
Oh, the zoom out. God, I hate this.
Oh, it's so awful.
So bad.
So bad.
Kubrick was one of the worst perpetrators of that with Barry Lyndon.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who else did it? Who's that?
Robert Altman did it.
Yes, Robert Altman was all about zooms.
There's a bunch of there's
God,
a bunch of those.
I hate the pan and zoom is my least favorite shot in all cinema ever. The pan and zoom is the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes my skin crawl.
Yeah,
I
don't like it either.
70s.
It's a bunch of those in the
like
conversation.
That's why I don't really refer to the conversation that much because it's not my favorite De Palma. I mean,
it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
But there's a lot of pan and zooms.
It's supposed to.
It's
the whole point of the movie.
But there aren't always POVs. They're just it's just bad filmmaking.
Most of them are.
There's also some in Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it's so quick.
God damn, you guys are both right. I hate that. I hate. No, I swear. I'm trying to, like, the Robert Altman films, I'm like, what the fuck? this is a great movie. What bugged me about it?
You know where it works?
Elliot Gould's on a balcony and the camera just whoosh, right up to him and you're like, no, that's not how a movie, that's me with my video camera at the zoo trying to be an idiot. That's not you making a feature film that's going to be shown in theaters.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh my God, I hate it too. I swear to God. Oh, Jesus Christ. I hate it so much. I've even been shooting all of my own videos lately on just one. I leave the lens on one setting, even if it's something off in the distance. I just talk about it and point the camera. I'm not zooming.
You know where it works though is the spaghetti westerns, like Leone.
Because it goes with the music.
Somehow
too.
You wait till
a man cracks a whip in the distance, and then you go. Whoosh!
Somehow it works.
Did you ever see?
It has to go with the whip.
Yeah. Did you ever see? I love those movies, by the way.
It so has to go with the whip.
Yeah, I love those movies. Totally gonna have a whip. How much time in like Once Upon a Time in the West? How much?
What's a little known fact is that the director he's whipping.
Yeah.
On this off camera, mm-hmm. and when he whips, that's his signal.
How much?
Not many people know.
Not many.
Of those Leone movies could never be done nowadays because people don't have the patience. Because there's scenes where guys are just standing waiting for a train that go on forever. And it's just close-ups of each other's faces and that noise, that...
You know the what water thing? I just learned this, actually. I talked about it on Cinematics for a minute. But I just learned that...
Is that the one you got a gift for?
Actually, Mickey was talking to somebody who... Yeah, I got a gift for all my shows and all my co-hosts except for you. Okay, that happened. That actually happened tonight. But pretty much every Leone film would open.
Leone.
The opening, like cold open, would show you the entire plot
of
the movie.
I want to make a count by movies.
One cold open scene.
I didn't think of that.
But essentially, that's what he wanted to do for every single one. I don't know if it worked for everyone, but if you go back and you look at the cold open, it's going to tell you everything that's about to happen in the entire movie, like in a little short form with allegory or with a symbolism. And
Did you see?
It was a by total accident.
Was Once Upon a Time in America Sergio Leone? Did you like that movie?
I watched it when I was like 14 because I was.
Got to give it another shot.
I know.
One of my favorites.
I got the double VHS.
That's right.
Yep.
That's the one you need. The long version. It's that is a fucking masterpiece.
But it's like it's too modern for Leone.
Yeah, but it's even better because it has modern music in it. It's great. So good. The only part that bothered me is one scene. I don't want to mention it because we don't talk about that on this show.
Little poopskies?
No.
Which one is the... Is it Good, Bad, and the Ugly when he tells the guy to get two more coffins ready? Or is that...
I think that's a good bad.
When he tells
him
what?
Long time. Get two more coffins.
He's walking by.
Yeah.
He's walking by. He's like, get another two coffins. Yeah, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
So I talk now and eventually.
What a great movie.
In like 40 years, I'm going to talk to an empty chair on a platform at the Republican National Convention.
No one can hear you. A lot of people listen to this in the car. Bad.
They're turning it up right now. Then we're going to blow their eardrums out when we scream.
That's my Clint Eastwood. Have you guys seen one of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies? I think criminally underrated.
The Rookie.
Every Which Way But Loose?
No.
Oh, Every Which Way You Can.
Similar era. Maybe earlier.
you watch both
the
of
The Gauntlet?
Clyde was so horribly abused.
Yeah, I know.
Which makes me like it a lot less.
I don't like how Mike was laughing more.
I watched a double feature with that.
They whipped Clyde when it was time to zoom in.
There was a lot of abuse for poor old Clyde. Yeah. He rang a ton. Okay, go ahead.
Where Eagles Dare.
No, what is that?
Good Clint Eastwood movie.
We brought this up on the show, yes.
No, that was last week when we were walking to the car.
Oh, you're right. We talked about it on the way to the car. I walked you to the car, Mike, and then I met Tyler, and I walked him to his car.
I talked about
two makeouts.
Not too bad.
It's a great World War II Nazi movie with Clint Eastwood and...
Like mid-80s?
Where Eagles Dare. Isn't that an Iron Maiden song, too, on Peace of Mind? It's the opening song on Peace of Mind, right?
I don't know what album
it's a Misfits song, I can tell you that.
It's right before Die With Your Boots On and six tracks before...
But there's a great fight on the top of a like Swiss Alps, what are those like Sun gondola things that go up the side of the mountain?
1968, Jesus. Tight.
It's
a tight
deep
movie.
Pull, buddy.
It's a tight
What happens in the gondola?
Movie. They fight on top of it. Like what's like one of those like ski lift thingies. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, it's a gondola.
But basically, they like they parachute into Nazi Germany and they have to like infiltrate this.
Remember when one of our
this Nazi castle? So
remember
tight.
When one of our military planes was hot dogging and hit that gondola in Italy,
no.
killed a bunch of people.
Oh yeah, it's just snipped it.
Hey,
yeah.
it was and they so all just told sad. Them to death.
Yeah,
where eagles dare misfits. Yes, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. You better think about it, baby. Mm. No, nothing.
Mm. What do you think is Clint Eastwood's best movie, starring in or
good
directing?
The bad. Good, the bad.
Yeah,
gotta go. Back.
No, it's this singing performance in Gran Torino.
That's pretty great. Too.
Gran Torino, yes.
I was driving my car.
What was the movie where he rolls into town and he just
Pale Rider?
Yeah, where he's like the devil,
and then he just bangs. He just like rapes to
yes.
get vengeance.
Yes, but he ends up getting vengeance on the entire town. That was fucking great.
This is the song we'll play when we're jumping the tar pits.
Oh, this will get us jacked up.
We'll have like people out there with like signs like cheering for us. Ooh, I don't like the chorus as much. The verses are better.
So good. I ain't no goddamn son of a
play
bitch,
like
buddy.
Play the 1960s War Eagle Dare movie trailer. I bet it has great.
Did I tell you about
great VO?
It's World War II.
Did I tell you, Anderson, about what happened when I left the show last week?
Yeah, you got walked to the car, and you guys talked about the tar pits.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that?
What? What happened?
That I drove over the hill, and I parked in the Sportsman's Lodge parking lot. Did I tell you about that?
Kind of. Memories, and you then, saw something.
Yeah, the guy
that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Wait, what? What?
That was it. I just thought about that when
you were
playing this.
No, there's a couple things happened. Couple things happened there. Like one, you saw
Eagles of Death Metal singer Jesse walked by me three times, and by the third time, I realized now I can't say hello.
Were the Eagles of Death Metal there?
Like at first, I was going to say hi. I'm a fan, and thank you because you through my friend Anderson, you put us on the guest list to see you guys. And then the second time around, we both looked right at each other, and I didn't say anything. And then the third time around, now I would have looked like a stalker if I would have gone like, "Oh, I'm a fan." I'm just in this parking lot.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, it's you're past the point of casual. Yes.
Yeah. You know, Paige is his next door neighbor.
I don't know. You just pointed
we
at a wall.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drug parties. Yes.
Yeah. Tell
here he is at the Schloss Adler.
Schloss Adler.
Believe me, it's well known because only an eagle can get to it. Our job is to get inside there and get him out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Major Belkoda, my adjutant.
Read on, go!
Colonel Weissner, field security. Major von Hafen, Gestapo.
Gestapo.
Is this where eagles dare?
Allow me to introduce myself. Major Johann Schmidt, SS Military Intelligence.
Where's your German accent? That was terrible. God, movie trailers were so bad.
Oh, so terrible.
How did they just not know what they were doing?
And they went on forever.
They had no competition, guys.
The movies were like...
Granted, it wasn't a cinematic achievement in perfection, but The Doberman Gang, which was one of my favorite movies as a child, that trailer is like 2.5 minutes long, and it tells the entire movie.
Because that
including
was,
stuff that wasn't even in the movie. Like, and including Dumpy, the crazy dog. Arr! You know, I mean, you know, there's just... It tells the whole story, and they throw in a couple of extra things to try to entice you to go see the movie.
It's a bonus of content.
Speaking of dogs, I make my dogs their food. Make them brown rice and ground meat, you know, and I stew it up, and they love it, right?
Stew it up.
So they have, like, the dry food, the dry kibble with the good vitamins and whatnot, and then I give them a little treat, a couple scoops, one in the morning, one in the night.
How's the verse go?
Do you just heat it up?
I don't even heat it up. They love it cold. They just love it. Like just brown rice and ground meat, barely cooked.
And then what do you do with it?
I don't heat it up.
You stew it up.
Stew it up.
So I was, stew it up. Guys, I'm more busy than I've been in a long time, so I ran out of time. And I realized I'm out of food. The brown rice, like the treat food. I better go get something from 7-Eleven, which is, you know, it was the only thing open. It was like 2 a.m. I think I was driving back from here.
So they got chips last and week.
So I got them. They got dog food there, right?
Okay.
Benefol, and then I fed it to them, and they threw it up.
So I get it, and
I wake
up in the morning, and I'm like, thank God I thought to get this little, like, it was like a Beneful, some kind of like dog food brand, right? And it's got a lid, it's a little tub, right?
You get it from the Emporium?
Mm-hmm. Got it from the Emporium there at 7-Eleven. And I'm dumb, so I, Mike, you probably would do something like this. Like, you take off the top.
Wow. Thanks!
That's nice.
You and I are like, we do dumb things like this. Watch. You take off the top, and you take off, like, the sealant.
Yes.
And it's like liquidy, right?
Yeah.
It's like a tub. It's like a little Tupperware.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
you
a Beneful.
You
people know.
It.
So you go inside, and then you go in your room and pour, like, it on your wife's forehead.
Fuck. I got this from 7-Eleven.
And she's like, why would you do that? And you're like, I'm dumb.
I doubt they sell much dog food here. I hope that they, you know, keep up to date with the expiration date. So I'm looking on the sides, nothing. And then I realize, oh, fuck, I have to hold it over my head.
Yes.
To see what the expiration. That's something
exactly
you would do, right?
Like something I've done before.
Right? Yeah. See, I knew. So I'm looking at the bottom of it, and for fuck's sake, it says 2016.
Mm.
Okay.
And we're in March now, 2017,
it's all
right. Right?
They're dogs, dude.
It's all right.
I know they're dogs, but still,
they
it's like they're my dogs.
But you're
like,
aware of
knows?
The fact that the expiration dates are set by some sort of made-up government standards.
Right,
and
but
everybody
still,
knows that most things
I don't know
can
when.
Go
it could be
well
January 2016.
That's
who
right.
knows?
No,
but it's
getting
in a can.
Rid of the guy that stamps it.
So I'm mad.
Tells you
these
when
are
you
the,
have to
I'm
eat
pissed.
This. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking, do I still have that? Fuck, I'm running late to my meeting that I have to go to. But I'll go to 7-Eleven if I can rustle up that.
Oh, you're going to meetings?
I have a lot of meetings, yes. Not those meetings.
I'm Anderson. I'm an alcoholic.
If I find the fucking receipt, I will rustle it up. I'll go to 7-Eleven. I'll be late.
Here know how to stop rain?
And then, but I can't really see, right? Because it's, you know, early morning sun, and I'm looking at her. So I'm like, really, 2016?
Yeah.
Like, and then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know, dog food probably has a shelf life of at least a couple of years. So is this really that fucking old? There wasn't dust on it. So I took it over, and I look in the direct sunlight. 16.
No way.
16.
No,
they would never.
16 is what it said.
They're not even trying. Nobody's jumping that far ahead.
That's what it says that it's going to last till. And I'm thinking, last man on earth.
Your grandkids
you
can serve this
exactly.
to their dog
Nuclear
hybrid
Trump
animals.
Holocaust.
Whatever we're making.
We're going to fucking load up.
Animals we're
I'm
breeding.
Sorry.
I spent $500 on this food.
His grand.
36. I'll bring in the fucking. I'll buy a new one.
His grandchildren? It's a theory.
Yeah, 10 generations away. Probably 15
generations. No. What?
That's at least
a generation is 30 years.
A thousand.
30.
It's at least 10 large intestines.
Oh, you're
away.
Right. I'm
years.
I'm so fucking dumb. It's a thousand years.
Yes, you fuck. That's why it's not 100. Real.
They fucked up.
They're just trying to be funny at the factory.
No, I don't think so they are. I don't think they are.
I think we sealed this can really good. I'm going to
3016.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb. Guys, you're at 1,000. I was thinking 100.
I could just see some like weird alien down here like rummaging through the remains of the planet in the future.
Oh.
Just a dust cloud.
Oh,
and you
thank
dig
fuck!
That, up.
That means that it was.
It is fresh.
That means that it was totally.
It us food.
This doesn't go bad for
expired.
Another 100 years.
It might have been, you know what? Maybe they fucked up by 2 digits. Maybe it was 1,016.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. That's been on the shelf for 1,000 years.
It was here when I bought the 7-Eleven.
Hey!
What?
That is
reminded
racist.
Me of my mortality.
All right, you know what? Can we wrap this shit
How
up?
How was that
We
racist?
Sure can.
I made an editorial decision that the man was an immigrant who is a successful American.
Is it American
successful?
Successful
American immigrant story. He's he's made his fortune.
What's the next show, guys?
I don't know. You tell us.
I can't.
I'll
do
be
it for
as
3 weeks.
Flexible as I can. We've got to do something.
You guys can come. You guys are both going to be at the bar for the bar shoot.
Yeah,
right?
Boy.
Yeah,
and then maybe we play a classic, and then. if you guys can both come to the actual set, great.
If worse comes to worse, we will do Skype shows.
You guys are both going to be at the bar, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be available like Skype when the show
Tyler
when the
and I will
over.
Do it then because we got to keep these fresh.
You guys can totally like
when
do shows.
Are we?
That'd be
when's
great.
The bar show? I mean, when's the shoot?
The shoot start. We'll talk about this off air. All right.
The I did a weird thing the other night.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I did a couple weird things the other night.
Involve me.
Puddle's Pity Party was on Bobcat's show. right before the show starts.
Ah!
By the way, Scott did a really funny GIF. Was it a GIF?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Right before the show starts, this incredibly attractive young blonde girl runs in and sits in the front row alone.
Mm.
Okay, you know what? This story goes nowhere. I'm sorry. It's just, it was the end of the night, and I was walking out, and I just said, do you want to ride home? And she said, yeah.
Oh. What? Did you know that?
I've never met her before in my life. I don't know her. She's 20 years old. She escaped from the Mormon church. She's a big fan. She comes to the show when she's in town. She lives
big
in New York. She goes to Columbia University. And she's a sweetheart, and she's mighty attractive. Mm-hmm. And I just walked up to her and said,
big
do you want to ride home?
Mike?
And she
you
went, yeah.
You are Rasputin.
And I gave her a ride home.
Big fan of what?
Big fan of Bobcat's show.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to Crab Apples 2 or 3 times.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is...
How was the drop-off there?
It was totally fine. Dropped off at her boyfriend's house.
All right.
And I'm glad I know her.
What was the point of that story? Just
I found my soulmate. The only problem is she's 20.
That's a problem?
Too old.
God damn it. We can't end on that.
Why not?
Good point.
Tyler!
No, I can't end on the farty noise either. Jesus Christ. Where's he going?
He's leaving. Good riddance.
He doesn't even tell us he's leaving.
Ooh, I'm going to double mic it.
Walks double mic it.
I'll be in stereo now. I'm now... Look at this shitty... Like, he has no dedication to the show.
Mic? We should all have the same mics. We got to get new mics.
We should just not have him on the show.
Okay. Well, we got 3 weeks of that coming up. We really do need to keep this rolling.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Even if we just do Skypes at your convenience when you're home.
We'll do something. We'll keep it going. Do I sound better with the two mics?
I don't know. I can't tell. My ears are kind of plugged
right up. Right now I'm trying to talk out the right side, and then right here is out of the left side.
Now do I have to go back and pan these?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Pan and zoom,
Jesus
baby.
Jesus Christus.
Pan and zoom.
What is the zoom equivalent to on audio recording?
I think volume.
You know, it's funny. No one really does that crazy 70s panning on records anymore where the guitar starts on the left side and goes all the way to the right side.
I know.
Or is that 80s?
It's few and far between.
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you want to end before he gets a chance to get it back on the mic?
Yeah, of course.
Like when he walks
in. He's done.
You think so?
Yeah. He's locked out, too.
Should we let him in?
No.
Okay.
What?
Who is it? Coming. Yes. We're still going.
Why?
Because people demanded more out of this podcast.
I don't know how to quit you. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Seriously, thank you.
Thank you. Seriously. We'll let you know what we talked about on the way to the car next week.
Yep.
Tune in.
More tar pit talk.
Don't.
Seriously, though. Like, worst show. Worst episode in a while, right?
No.
A little bit worse.
I don't know about
Let me pick one more note.
Tyler's going through my notes.
Warming up the car. Indian woman at park. Drone expo.
Hmm. Yeah.
Two broke girls. Sexual.
I like this. This is a fun game. Why don't we do this
one? It's not a bad game.
Dog stroke.
Oh, God. Did we talk about dog strokes?
Jesus. Mason is a good guy who copped to his non-payment email. Hmm.
Oh, that is.
We should release those notes.
Ooh, what's this one? Hotel sex.
We should release those notes to the Patreon people
anonymous
as a bonus.
AD or Amazon gift card. Oh, hotel sex was when the last time Jillian and I were out of town up at the Madonna Inn, and we heard the... Like yeah. That's how she was
God,
coming
that's
next door.
I don't need that in my head.
All right. Everybody go out and see.
I've never heard good hotel sex, by the way. I've only heard terrible hotel sex.
I've heard fucking Ted hotel sex.
Really?
No. Well, yeah. If I'm
that would be a weird thing to advertise on your marquee. Good hotel sex.
Free HBO, good hotel sex.
Yeah, we only rent rooms to attractive people who are here to bone.
Oh, you know what? That would be a really creepy, like, free HBO, free ESPN, color TVs.
Thin walls.
Exactly.
You guys?
We specialize in ultra thin walls.
Yeah.
Your neighbors grow.
It's just a screen.
This part is loud. Sorry. Jesus.
I was very excited
about
the thin walls.
Did you guys hear
the
story about that guy who got busted? He, him and his wife owned like a motel, and he had a crawl space above all of the rooms.
Yes, it was
an
old man.
Crawl above and look down.
It was an old man, and he would look down. But the guy was like 70 or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You almost got to hand it to him for just still being
passionate. No, you don't.
Right?
That's what, when everyone's like, what keeps you so young? And they're like, I jack off in my
overhead crawl space.
You know,
space.
Drink whiskey and I still smoke cigarettes and, you know, it works for me.
Yep.
And I lube myself up from head to toe to crawl around the crawl spaces of my hotel and stare at people.
Like his penis is like so like well jacked, like it actually helps him like propel himself through the
his
crawl
penis
space.
Is so well jacked.
Because he's still, say, 70. He's still like beating.
It's
like,
so well
jacked. It actually like helps him inch along in the crawl
maybe
space.
Maybe he rides like a skateboard.
Helped evolved.
Him, maybe he's laying on a skateboard. He gets one of those oil changing roller things that people used to go under your car with.
All right, seriously, let's end. Please. Seriously, I beg of you.
Isn't it? What is the thing about voyeurism that's so interesting?
I don't find it very interesting at all.
I can't find the stop in time to get a funny ending. Say that again, Mike.
I don't even know what it was.